Hey there, Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers here. 2024 was a big year, folks. I declared 2024 the year of the worker in Wisconsin. So in January, we got to work to continuing our efforts addressing our state's generational workforce challenges and building a workforce to meet the needs of the 21st century. And a key part of our work building a 21st century workforce is about connecting the dots, too. That means making sure we have the roads, infrastructure, healthcare, and housing to support our workers and a strong workforce. That's why I'm darn proud that we've improved or repaired more than 8,600 miles of highways and roads and over 2,000 bridges since 2019. Workforce development is about making sure folks have the affordable housing they need close to their jobs and our communities. That's why this year we've been working to get $525 million, the largest investment in affordable housing in our state's history, out the door to communities across the state to start building those affordable housing units. And thanks to investments we've made since 2019, more than 410,000 homes and businesses will have new or improved high-speed internet, which we know is critical for how we learn, work, and stay connected. We also expanded access to healthcare, ensuring folks on Badger Care can get over-the-counter daily and emergency contraception free. Secured Wisconsin's designation as a U.S. regional tech hub, welcomed billions of dollars of investments from global companies, and launched the Wisconsin Investment Fund to support startup growth. And we announced Wisconsin's tax burden fell to an all-time low, thanks in part to tax cuts I signed into law. And speaking of laws, in 2024, I signed 186 bills into law, including ensuring fair legislative maps for Wisconsin after having some of the most gerrymandered, undemocratic maps for over a decade. Boy, it was a busy year, folks, and we're not slowing down in 2025. So happy New Year, and let's get to work.